This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've spent enough or really any time in a big city, you know traffic can be a drag. A drag on productivity, on the environment, on people's moods, and also on their health. Last month in Mexico City, home to some of the worst traffic in the world, things got so bad the city declared a pollution emergency, the first time in a decade that that had been done. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams landed in Mexico City a couple of weeks after that.
The sound of brakes and snarled traffic introduced me to Mexico City just as people were freaking out about the new rule. In response to the crisis, the government expanded a program to limit emissions. For one day a week and one Saturday a month, most people will have to leave their cars parked.
We are used to have it, but with a lot of exceptions, depending on the type of car and mainly the age of the car.
Alberto Padilla is country manager for BlaBlaCar, an online carpooling service.
But right now, what is changing is that it's becoming mandatory for every type of car and every people in the city, right?
Padilla says he's already seeing a spike in interest as people scramble for options to get around. Private bus driver Manuel Ramirez says the new rule is annoying, but overdue.
Because the first program basically affected people who are from low incomes, because they didn't have the income to buy the much newer cars.
He says the new program is more fair, although some complain Mexico's rich will just buy more cars to skirt the law. In Mexico City, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Kimberly's border reporting is produced for us with support from the International Women's Media Foundation.